Hello, all, and welcome to the Fantasy and Sci-Fi Fanatics Podcast. I'm your host, Dino Kubal. Today, I have book mail, and I have book mail in particular from Shmi Stobel. So, Shmi, thank you so much for sending me this amazing, amazing package. So, I'm actually going to open this on air with you guys during this recording. So, let's take a look at what Shmi sent me. If anybody else wants to send me books, you just let me know, okay? So I'm going to make sure because I know it's an. I know she showed me a couple of Kickstarters that she did. And I wasn't able to back them at the time because of some oral surgeries and stuff. Some of you guys might have known I had a couple of teeth that had some issues. So happy that she's like, I'm going to send this to you. Oh my goodness, this looks amazing. Oh, that is a heavy book. Could kill someone with this book, right? So, love just the sticker, all right? So it says Reader's Favorite Book Award Winner. So I haven't seen anybody do that before, as a sticker for their book mail. That is genius, Shami. So nice job there. I'm definitely stealing that. Hopefully, one day I win awards, but I can steal that. Oh my God, this thing. It's so cool. You are way too good to me, my friend. Oh my God, look at that. That is amazing. And then back says, a true knight stands firm in the face of overwhelming darkness. And I'm gonna have to open this sucker up. Normally, I'm really careful, and I will leave them packaged if I don't have time to read them right away. But I know for a fact because I've seen Shami's Facebook and social media. And I know for a fact that this art and just the interior and everything was incredible. So I can't wait. God, it's just such a cool cover. So that's what it's going to look like without the plastic wrap. I even think that side looks cool. And then of course, there's the back. Like, look at that detail. It feels incredible too. It smells like awesomeness. Holy moly. So the Frith Chronicles, all right? Your top. That is an amazing map. Holy moly. Give me one moment. I'm going to open it up and absorb it for a sec. Yeah, so this is the Frith Chronicles, books one and two, Bestiary Edition. All right. Thank you so much, Shami. This is incredible, incredible book. Holy moly. That is so cool. And this is going to be my next read, actually, after Time Marked Warlock, which if you have not checked out my interview with Shmi yet, please make sure you do that. I had her on my previous season three, and now I just had her on season four. We talked about Time Marked Warlock. And my review by the time this book mail video goes out will have already been up for that. So please make sure you check that out. My next read of hers will be Nightmare Arcanist. So look at that amazing illustration. Cool. Oh, yeah, just amazing. Look at the top here. That is really neat. Super cool. That is just an amazing book. And then this was the cool part. If I can get to the right page. So sorry. What's that? Smells so good. And then this is the mystical creature bestiary, which is really cool. And talks about the bestiary, which is just, she has an amazing one in terms of these books. So I have another book review coming out for Academy Arcanus, which I also read of Shmi's. And that will be out as well. Oh my gosh, look at this abyssal dragon. Like these illustrations. I want to be an illustrator, and I used to draw a ton. Now I'm writing so much. These are just amazing. Oh man. Yeah, these drakes are cool. Yeah, these pictures are incredible. There's a Nimbus dragon. Just trying to pull out a couple really cool ones. She has a couple of other Kickstarters that are coming up soon. So definitely make sure that you hop on board. Like, look at this god creature Typhon beast. Like, that's just incredible. And in terms of the books themselves, so Nightmare Arcanus and Academy Arcanus are set in the same world. And there's a whole bunch of the Frith Chronicle books. So, and in the setting. And I have to say, I really love the fact that if you're an Arcanist, you're essentially like a mage and you can actually pair with a particular creature. You have to do something, fulfill, and these creatures are kind of like first stage Pokemon, if you will. Some are stronger than others, but what ends up happening is once they bond with you and once you train together, they will end up growing stronger. They feed off of really kind of like your energy, your life energy. You gain powers from them, and then they gain some of that energy back. And then they will grow and manifest into more powerful beings. They kind of evolve like Pokemon. And then once they hit that next evolution, if you will, they get stronger, get more powers, and then you can access more of those with your link to them. And that was just super cool. And there was just so many in the bestiary here alone. And it just really, when you're reading Academy Arcanus in particular, you're thinking like, what other creatures are in this world? What other types of magic, can each creature do? And Shmi just set it up really well, where you're just thinking like, there's just endless possibilities. And the powers that the Arcanists get are just really cool from their chosen like companions. So just a super, super cool idea. And I love Pokemon, grew up with Pokemon. So to think that they, instead of just having a Pokemon fight for you, that you'd actually, get to fight side by side with them and get some of their powers and things like that. It's just really, really cool concept. So make sure that you guys are checking out Shmi's books. There's the Half-Life Empire. There's Time War, Marked Warlock. And Frith Chronicles, she's got a bunch of other ones too, but always a good time if you're reading Shmi Stovall. I mean, and apparently if you also order her Kickstarter. Okay, so thank you so much, Shmi. Everybody else, make sure you're checking out Shmi's the interview links that I had with her will be below. The book review links will be below for both those books. And then her social and book links will be there as well. So please make sure you go and check her out. Give her a follow, join the newsletter, stuff like that, all those good things. But other than that, hope you guys have a great rest of the day. And as always, happy reading, my friends. Have a good rest of the day. Bye.